There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Talk Radio Town Hall hits the air momentarily here. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, your host. Flying solo today without Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who is unavoidably detained. He's hard at work. He's just, stringing wires and doing computers and converting to some kind of a different little system or whatever. But it's an excused absence from What's On Your Mind. Put it that way. If you would like to weigh in on the news of the day, ask a question of Congressman Cramer, give us a ring. He's not here yet. We have Jerome in Devil's Lake we'll get to while we await Congressman Cramer. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind or get in queue. Ask your questions of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here's the telephone number, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email addresses. Jerome in Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
I'd like to make a comment about the proposed governor's mansion.
Yes, sir.
I think it's just a waste of money, something that's not needed. And I think the state has its surplus of money, and the politicians in Bismarck are going to take care of themselves first. And that money could be spent on fixing a bridge somewhere or patching some roads. And I think it's just a waste of money. Thank you.
Jerome, you know the governor didn't want it, right? This isn't something the governor was advocating for. In fact, it came up last session, and he killed it. The legislators put this forward, and in deference to Governor Dalrymple, scheduled the renovation for after his tenure. It did pass pretty soundly. I think, trying to remember here, let me just look, 69-22 in the House. And 28-19 in the Senate, so a little closer in the Senate, but overwhelmingly in the House. There's some private donations in it as well. What concerns me is the price tag. I just don't know how you couldn't renovate it or do what you need to do for less than $5 million. Now, I know it's not your typical home, right? You're going to do some entertaining and some other things, that seemed like a lot of money to me.
Yeah, really, I could fix the bridge somewhere.
It's 10,000 square feet, so it's a big place. But it was the 1960. I think it's in need of having been there an update. No question about it. But could they have done it for a little less? I think that's fair.
Right, I agree with you.
Yeah, but so you know, it was not it wasn't like Governor Dalrymple saying, "Hey, give me a new mansion here."
I
want a new one.
I know that. It's the rest of them.
Yeah, and they're not doing it for themselves. They're just saying, "Look, this thing is in need of repair." And, there's mold and asbestos, and, there's a lot of work to be done. So I get that. Jim Casper really led the charge on the whole thing and brought up security issues, health issues, and convinced enough legislators. But I hear you, and I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Sad to say $5 million in the grand scheme of North Dakota's budget isn't a lot of money, but to most North Dakotans, it's a lot of money. So I totally get it. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall each and every week on the program. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I see that as of this morning, you have an award from the Chamber of Commerce, which reminds me, we didn't even have a chance last week to mention that there was a really neat event the National Association of Manufacturers put on, the Case IH plan. I think I mentioned it on the air, but we didn't talk about it when you were on, that gave you an award that they'd never given to a member of the United States House from North Dakota before, so it was pretty significant.
I was surprised to hear that. It was very nice. Manufacturing, of course, is such a it is really, in my mind, it's the greatest indicator of a strong economy. And in North Dakota, going back even 20 years ago for sure, when manufacturing was on a national slide, it was growing in North Dakota. Back in the Schaefer administration, we were growing manufacturing, when the rest of the country wasn't. And our energy renaissance, of course, has created some global opportunities and advantages that if we do it right, we can restore big time, the manufacturing sector and industrial sector in our country, while at the same time growing our knowledge-based economy. So it was very nice to be recognized by the National Association of Manufacturers, and more importantly, North Dakota manufacturers, large and small, who were at the event. Today was the Spirit of Enterprise Award that I received from the Chamber of Commerce in support of job creation and business growth policies. So, yeah, it's very nice, but I think, as somebody said last week, they're thanking me for what I was doing for manufacturing. I said, I do it for the people of North Dakota. The fact that it's good for manufacturing is, is because it's good for the people of North Dakota. So it comes fairly naturally, Scott, to me, common sense. So I'm always amazed when there's a lack of it.
Of course, my favorite award that you've received is your recognition as the number one lawmaker in the entire Congress with the most talk radio town halls and the most town hall events
of any member. Yeah. And I like that award too, not because the award of the recognition is so great, but because I love doing town halls and it helps me stay connected. So I thank you for providing this really incredible media opportunity that you give me every week to talk and listen to your listeners. So that's cool.
All right, we'll get to the calls here for Congressman Kramer at 800-228-0550. Just one bit of breaking news here. The Knodel trial, the West Fargo teacher that is on trial, is with the jury, as you know, and has been for the last all of yesterday and a part of the prior day. We understand a juror in that trial has been taken away by ambulance this morning, so obviously the deliberations have been suspended. So just wanted to update you on that. Tom in Jamestown for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I also really appreciate the fact that you go on the air and let the citizens of North Dakota call you and talk about various topics. The topic that I'd like to run by you, Representative Kramer, pertains to negotiating with current negotiations with Iran.
Yes.
The country of Israel has a history of, if they feel threatened of doing preemptive strikes against the countries that they feel could do them a lot of harm. They did it in 1967. Most recently, they did it in Syria. They bombed a reactor that Syrians were trying to build to create a nuclear weapon. So there's probably not a lot of doubt that if Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu feel that, irregardless of how the negotiations go with the United States, that their country is going to be threatened, that they would do a preemptive strike against the sites that are trying to manufacture nuclear weapons in Iran. So the question I have for you is, what do you feel the reaction would be in Congress if that would happen? And it could actually happen, totally, completely unannounced. That's how they've done it in the past. Would there be support for Israel, do you feel, within Congress? Would there be a tremendous battle between Congress and President Obama over this? I'd be interested in your take on that.
Yeah. Boy, that's a loaded question, Tom. I think, first of all, Congress pretty well overwhelmingly supports Israel. Even with presidents have come and gone who have varying degrees of support, this president says he supports Israel, but he's always critical of Israel and almost never critical of Hezbollah or Hamas or those that are the Palestinians when they're shooting missiles into Israel. Israel's defending of themselves seems to always be at the forefront of the criticism. With regard to a preemptive strike, I think it's not like we haven't been warned. I mean, Israel has warned us that they cannot sit by and let this extension and expansion of Iran's nuclear program continue without eventually having to do something. Here's the problem, however, Tom, from a logistics standpoint. Many of Israel's enemies are very close to them. You know, Syria obviously being the most obvious one, Lebanon, we have good countries like Jordan on their border. But between Iran and Israel is a big, vast area called Iraq. I don't know that Israel, in fact, I'd be fairly confident in saying Israel probably doesn't have the military ability to even make a strike on Iran, a preemptive strike on Iran. They might go after something in Syria that, as a, sort of a message, if you will, to Iran, because as we know that the Syrian government, of course, is an extension of Iran's terror state. That would be one. But would Congress I think that many in Congress would probably be supportive of Israel's right to defend itself by making a preemptive effort, at least, at squelching Iran's nuclear ambitions. But this is why the United States is so critical in this arena. It's because of that great distance between Israel and Iran that requires flying over Iraq. And that's also, by the way, why Iraq is so important. You've got Jordan, but then there's Iraq, and then Iran. So
Congressman Kramer, just have one more question, if that'd be okay.
Okay. So quick.
You're not aware of the 500 plane exercise that Israel did, I believe, 3 summers ago.
Something like that.
Where many, many military observers felt that it was kind of a practice run at attacking Iran. And then along that same period of time where I believe the United States did sell Israel pretty much a whole shipload of...
Tom, I'm going to have you hang on here because we're up against a hard break. You can finish your question quickly on the other side of the break for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Heron here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday on What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO at 1090 AM in Tioga. Questions for the one and only member of Congress representing North Dakotans in the United States House is Congressman Kevin Kramer, and he will take your questions today by phone, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can email them in, and there's some emails coming in right now, including next from Kelly. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call, by the way, you have two options. You can just one, press the number and press number one, rather, and leave a message. Press the number one, leave a message. Or press two to chat with us live on the air. So if you just want to get your question in and then turn on the radio and listen, you can do that as well. Okay, so Tom, if you would, finish your question quickly, and we'll let Kevin, Tom and James down the question on Israel that we were unable to get in before the break. Go ahead.
Based on, you know, what, you know, the information that's out there through different news sources, it appears that Israel would attack Iran, or at least make the attempt to destroy the places where nuclear weapons might be made. And the question I have, getting back to it, is, you know, if would the United States help out? Would Congress force an aircraft carrier group to come in there and assist Israel, and especially with all the terrorism that would occur with their borders? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, it's a somewhat a hypothetical question, but first of all, I think you're referring to, you know, a few years ago, 2011, I think, is actually when there was this air exercise with a number of obviously long-range aircraft out of Israel, as well as even some missile testing, as a matter of fact, to, you know, sort of flex their muscle, demonstrate their ability. Congress is, again, overwhelmingly supportive of Israel and Israel's efforts and its right to protect itself. My guess is, I think you used the word force, a you know, squadron or something like that. The Congress is not the commander in chief, so we probably couldn't force anything. But there would be very, very strong support and resolution support for the president, the commander in chief, to come to Israel's defense in a situation like that. By and large, I think the president and the current diplomatic corps would try to talk Israel out of such a thing. But at some point, you know, if we're not going to defend them, they're going to defend themselves. That's why these negotiations with Iran are so important. And that while they are about Iran's nuclear capabilities and build out, they ignore the fact that Iran is the number one supporter of terrorism in the world, and we're ignoring all kinds of bad behavior by Iran on the one hand, while on the other hand trying to negotiate a deal that allows them to build out a nuclear program. So I suspect that deal's never going anywhere at this point. I just don't see it ever happening at this point. I certainly see Congress. I think the Senate will pass their bill soon, and if the Senate passes their bill, the Corker bill, that requires a congressional approval of any nuclear deal with Iran, it would get to the House, and we would probably vote on it quickly as well.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. Dan, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Mr. Cramer, thank you, sir, for your coming on and doing this. I really appreciate it. This is
Thanks,
the first
man.
Time I've called you. I just want you to know my feelings and a lot of other people's feelings about the established Republican Party and what just happened in the Senate by putting this lady who is not going to enforce the Constitution in as Attorney General, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and the other eight Republican senators that voted for her. They should be run out on a rail and tarred and feathered. The established Republican Party is a dinosaur in this country. The new Republican Party, the people who want the Constitution followed, lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. And I hope you stand up for those values. And I just wanted you to know the only thing right now that disgusts me more than the Republican Party is the Democratic Party.
Yeah, right. No, I appreciate that, Dan.
I'm fed up, and I'm a veteran. I vote. You know, I served my country in 1974 to 1980. I volunteered, you know, and I love the Constitution. I study it. I go to Hillsdale.com and try to learn the Constitution. And these people treat it like it's a piece of toilet paper. And we just need someone who will stand up and be a man and not be afraid to stand up to these people. I beg you, please, stand up for America. Put America first.
I appreciate that, Dan, a lot. And I think there are a lot of us in this fight, as you know, and you're right, the Senate is the bigger challenge in many respects. I didn't follow the Loretta Lynch thing super closely because I don't have a vote on it, but everything I saw about her, there's no way I could have supported her or voted for her. I think the fact that we even had a vote, it was interesting. I was watching one of the mainstream network shows a week ago Sunday, and they were all talking about how the Republicans picked the wrong fight by holding up the Loretta Lynch appointment because she's a black woman. And I'm thinking, this is what we're going to make our appointments based on. She's, you know, sat before the Senate Judiciary Committee and swore to, burn the Constitution, basically. And to me, that's the only thing or the main thing that should matter to the top cop in the United States. But at any rate, it was held up over a lot of other things, not just her, but it was held up because Senate Democrats were filibustering the human trafficking legislation, if you can imagine. And so we wanted to pass that out. But
Mr. Kramer, the Senate and the Congress both have got to get over this color thing. I don't care if she's green, yellow, orange, like the president. I don't care what color she is. I care what she does. And I care what the president does.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Being a victim is the highest aspiration anymore of the American dream.
You know, they want to call you a bigot or me a bigot. They want to call me a racist. I know I'm not a bigot. I know I'm not a racist. So I don't care. Let them. They're going to do it regardless. But we've got to stand up to them. We must take a stand and bring our Constitution back in.
Yeah. No, great points. I appreciate it.
It's got to happen.
Yeah, well, hang in there.
Our country.
And thank you for your service, by the way, to our country. That's the highest calling of any type of service you can do, and so I appreciate that. And we'll do our best to uphold that which you fought for and defended in the 70s. So thanks for the call. Scott, one of the things, I'm not sure about this, but it is entirely possible that Mitch McConnell, that the leaders vote. Oftentimes the leaders of the various parties in the chamber will vote or they'll vote with the majority to preserve their opportunity to bring something back. And usually it's the leader that does that. It's sort of a sacrifice that leadership is willing to make in the Senate in order to bring something back or a negotiation of some sort. So just like to point that out.
All right. Appreciate that and appreciate the call as well. Rocky and Tioga, you're next to go, but we are up against the break, so we'll do that first and come back. Also, as I mentioned, we have an email to get to here and some calls that have come in off the air. So the good news is we have half the hour to go yet with Congressman Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind Today. 800-228-0550. Lines open behind Rocky, so call now. 800-228-0550. More after
this. Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Talk Radio Town Hall continues today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. What a better night's sleep. Want to stop snoring? Trouble with sleep apnea, whatever ails you, migraines. A lot of ailments have been cured from a better pillow, the best pillow, in fact. Find out more at MyPillow.com. There's a whole testimonial section there talking about all kinds of these different ailments that literally folks have had incredible results from. It's really neat. MyPillow.com, and when you go there and you say, yep, you're right, I want one of these, Scott, just use the promo code Scott, and then you'll get a 50% off deal. The 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. That's right. 50% off, you might as well buy two, right? The National Sleep Foundation said this pillow is the best, but I didn't need them to tell me. I knew it was the best. I sleep on one, and I love it. 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can love it. And if you don't, send it back for a full refund. 10-year warranty. 10-year warranty. Talk about backing up a product. MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. All right, so we have on-air, off-air calls, emails, and by the way, now a Facebook. Somebody Facebook messaged me and said, I'm on a rig and I can't call, but I'd like you to ask Congressman Kramer where we're at with blank. I'll get to that. I don't want to tell him now because that would take away from Rocky, who's been waiting the longest. So we're doing these in order. Rocky and Tioga, your question for Congressman Kramer.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. First of all, thank you, Congressman, and you, Scott, for giving me the opportunity to voice my meager opinion and to ask a question. First of all, if you were able to hear earlier the program, Congressman, Scott brought up the agenda that apparently is held by these 50 people that were videoed doing the same thing that happened in Ferguson. Were you able to, do you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, that some video analysis of the riots are showing some commonality of same people. And I think it was also social media, timed certain social media sites.
Exactly. Yeah. And Scott referred to an agenda that's held by these people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that has always proved fruitful is that you follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
I work for a major company here in the oil patch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm responsible for that company. If I'm not one of the big wigs or anything like that.
Sure.
But when I drive their equipment or I operate their equipment, and if I were to hurt somebody or damage someone else's equipment, my company will be held accountable as well as myself. I'd probably lose my job or whatever.
Sure.
And they would be sued, or at the very minimum, they pay for what gets broken over and over. Well, those rules and those laws have been enacted by or sustained by the august body that you're part of.
Yes.
I wonder if you could turn the table on the people that are funding, and I don't know who they are, but I have my suspicions. You cannot, if you're paying these people to go do these things, there's no way that you shouldn't be accountable for it. This isn't the first time they've done it.
Yeah.
And there is a trail.
Yeah, no, you raise a very important point, Rocky, and one I certainly had not thought of. And again, I don't know who these people are. I don't know if they're big players, small players, if they're kids in their garage or what they are, or if they're extortionists in some way or if they're tied to some extortionists. There are all kinds of possibilities. But when you said turn the tables, you raise an important point because much of this angst and anger and this rioting and whatnot has been stoked by the politics of division, which has become a very effective strategy for the left in the last few years. And so we've seen these wedges driven between people to divide and conquer and make everybody out to be a victim. And if, you know, as I said earlier, victim status seems to be the highest aspiration of the American dream anymore. It's how you get more of what you want. And instead of lifting people up, we tear people down. But here's my point is that the former Attorney General Eric Holder, along with his boss in the White House, have loved to instill race and race anger and race baiting in many, many arguments and policies. And they've even used hate crimes to go after people, to go after states, to go after entire states who are simply fulfilling and enforcing their own laws. If that's the case, if it's a hate crime or it's a civil rights violation, for example, in Ferguson, which it wasn't, but, you know, the conclusion or the initial conclusion by Eric Holder was that it was, then why would it not be the same if there's a group that's strategically and can be proven to be involved in inciting these riots? Then perhaps the same laws ought to apply to them and the same enforcement and enthusiasm for enforcement ought to be applied to them.
And you're the only one that can fix it. You and your constituents are the only ones that can fix it. All we can do is appeal to you. Well, I understand the protesting. People die in police custody. We need to have disclosure. I have no problem with that, and that's proper for the people to say, "Wait a minute, what's going on?"
Yep.
But the violence, the starting the fires and tearing up the cars, and are programmed and know what's going on, and whoever's funding them, they come from out of state.
Yeah.
They live and wait for these opportunities. Somewhere they get the money to make that happen. I don't have the money to do that kind of thing.
Right. If no, I would just it, but yeah.
Yeah, so, thanks for raising some interesting issues here. And good questions, Rocky. Yeah, thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking about these things. By the way, there is a breaking story today. We're trying to verify. I don't know. I'm not familiar with this news story called The Fourth Estate, but they claim there's some information out now about the original injury to Freddie Gray, where this whole thing started in Baltimore, and that, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the police claim they didn't harm him, but how did he get the spinal cord injury? Evidently, he had surgery a week before.
Oh, my.
And it was spinal cord injury, or some sort of spinal injury. So, anyway, that may explain that, and more on that as we learn it. All right, email from Kelly. This may sound odd, but I firmly believe the IRS funding has to be increased significantly. They still use a DOS operating system for their software, the DOS system. According to the IRS, the amount that it will be paying out in fraudulent tax refunds expected to balloon by 223% to $221 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion in 2013. This could be fixed by updating systems with a considerable payback. In addition, with less audits, it creates situations where taxpayers are skirting the law, meaning those that comply have to make up for those that underpay. It does not take rocket science to see there is a payback, to support additional funding for the IRS. What do you think of Kelly's idea?
Well, I think funding's not the problem. I think leadership's the problem, and the lack of it, and the corruption of it, and a bureaucracy that is somewhere between evil intended to just be bureaucratically corrupt that protects their own bureaucracy more than the taxpayers. Now, Kelly may have a point in that we could update the technology and make it more efficient, be able to, you know, find fraudulent claims easier and all those types of things. But in the meantime, we have a personnel problem at the IRS, starting at the top, and no one's held accountable for their corruption, they're still not held accountable for their targeting of conservative groups and religious groups and anybody that's a political enemy of the Obama administration. So we've got a lot of work to do just to restore the confidence. But the best thing we can do to get around, you know, to help
prevent fraud and whatnot is to simplify our tax code, flatten it, eliminate the need for most of the IRS activity that we have, if not eliminate them altogether, by a flatter, simpler tax code and tax structure that doesn't require such a bureaucracy. Or, by the way, so much effort and expertise to comply.
TJ has a question. This is the one that came by in by Facebook. I'd like to ask Congressman Kramer where we're at with the lift on the oil export ban.
Oh, well, interesting. We're going to have a little news conference tomorrow, actually, on the Capitol, right on the Capitol grass there, on the oil export ban. I just signed up a Democratic member, yes, last night, that is going to help co-sponsor the bill that I'm a sponsor of. Just had a visit with the prime sponsor, Joe Barton, about half an hour ago on the topic. I still believe, you know, we could probably get enough votes, perhaps to pass a bill, maybe in the House now, whether or not we could in the Senate. I think that's less likely. I'd still think that our best bet is to help the president feel comfortable in doing it. I will tell you, and I'll just sort of think out loud a little bit here, Scott, but, you know, the president wants trade promotion authority really, really badly. Democrats aren't likely to give it to him. Some will. Some farm state Democrats support it, certainly. But if we were going to talk about trade promotion authority and trade deals, we certainly ought to be talking about the opportunity to export more products out of the United States and not import more in. And lifting the oil ban would be a good step in the right direction as part of that package, as would perhaps the Keystone Pipeline, which is trade the other way. And so it's gaining some momentum, but there is some urgency to it as well. We keep stockpiling oil and we're running out of places to put it, and we need to, and we have turmoil around the world, and we could help stabilize it a lot if we are the provider of choice, or at least a respected and a stable provider of this important energy source, along with liquid natural gas and other things, coal. Coal, we're starting to see more interest in exporting coal as well. So lots of opportunity if we can export our energy.
Do we have an official position from the Obama administration? I know a lot of folks like the idea that they allowed some waivers and thought that signaled that they'd be okay with lifting it. But obviously they could do this themselves and wouldn't need Congress to do it. But are they saying they won't?
Well, I don't know. They're not saying they won't. They certainly haven't agreed to do it yet. I mean, if they had, they would have. But I do think that as we continue to have the discussion, as bills continue to be introduced, Senator Murkowski's talking about attaching an amendment now, her bill, that lifts the ban over in the Senate, attaching it to the Iran nuclear deal. I think the more of that happens, the more momentum it gets, the more political encouragement the president can get to do it. He's not said he won't do it. He's not said he's opposed to it. They have offered some waivers. I think his Commerce Department, again, interested in doing big trade deals, is looking at every possible tool in the tool chest, and certainly crude oil could be one of them, along with liquid natural gas. So there is a bit of a conflict of philosophies within the administration itself over the issue. But so far, they've not said no, which I think is about as much encouragement as you can get right now from the White House.
Let's at least get Dan's question in here before the break, less than a minute. But Dan in Fargo, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Congressman Kramer for his work and taking the chance and coming on air like this in this town hall.
Thanks,
he is great. And I really appreciate AM 1100, so thank you very much for that. Question I have, Barack Obama, wants to grant amnesty to millions of lawbreakers, and he wants to, he has released terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, and he's disrespected Benjamin Netanyahu. What else would President Obama have to do to have Congress start impeachment?
All right. Hang on, if you would, sure. Congressman Kramer. Dan, thanks for the question. We'll get your answer on the other side of the break and our final break in the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind, straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They need a truck at a great price. S&S Motors, Watford City. Took care of me. They'll take care of you, too. S&S Motors, Watford City. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. Got all their inventory up there. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in one of the most beautiful places on earth, Watford City, North Dakota. 11 before the top of the hour. Okay, so Dan had a question, and we also have a couple of emails left for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So essentially what he's saying, and actually I have another email from Michael that says similar. Kind of sentiment that is there an act or crime that Obama could do that would compel Congress to hold him accountable, like impeachment, or does he just have free reign to do whatever he wants with?
Yeah, no, there certainly would be. I mean, none of the things that Dan raised, of course, would reach that level. I mean, for example, he talked about amnesty for millions. That amnesty of undocumented workers has been challenged in the courts, and of course, it has been overturned. Basically, and at least it's been stayed. It hasn't been overturned, but it's been stayed by federal courts. And so it's proven that, at least for the time being, the initial court believes that he's overreached And now there's an appellate court that's hearing the case here shortly, and ultimately perhaps the Supreme Court. So, I mean, in that case, the three branches have worked to do the right thing, in my view. With regard to disrespecting Benjamin Netanyahu, obviously that's not an impeachable offense. It's a very offensive, but it's not an impeachable offense. So what he'd have to do is literally break a law that would be not just impeachable, it has to be prosecutorially sound, the prosecution. In other words, he's innocent until proven guilty. There'd be a full prosecution of it. Certainly, you know, we could, with a majority vote, probably pass impeachment in the House. I don't know. Again, depending on what it would be, and Dan's looking for a specific, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to give a hypothetical specific to what it would take. But even at that, it has to go to the Senate where they actually do the prosecution and requires, 60 votes. And the reason I think that it is highly unlikely, short of this something so egregious and so obvious, you'd have to get Democrats to support it. Without Democrats supporting it, you'd never get to 60 in the Senate. And you'd have such a political circus on your hands that we'd never get any of the other things done that we're doing, like this week, two appropriations bills for military construction, VA, and energy and water, where we're, and by the way, a bill that would repeal the Waters of the U.S. Act, including an amendment in our energy and water appropriations bill. Protection Act that we're passing out of committee today to protect utility ratepayers from the EPA overreach on the clean power rule. Those kinds of things would just go by the wayside, and as would a whole bunch of other oversight and balanced budget, you know, that we've already passed both in the House and the Senate. We're going to reconcile this week, probably vote on Friday, for the first time, a total balanced budget, first time in a very, very long time. So, if we went down that path, it would have to be so egregious and so obvious as to have Democratic support. Otherwise, we'd be doing something that would not achieve the goal, and furthermore, bring us up short on a lot of other goals.
All right, Dan, appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Dan, for listening. Glad you're there. And let's see, another email wanted an update on the NRCS situation, NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service. You've discussed this before on the program, and we've heard from the North Dakota Grain Growers and North Dakota Farm Bureau and other folks very concerned that Ducks Unlimited employees are allowed to co-locate with NRCS employees. There was news yesterday that there was, a deal brokered or something that the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service would formally restrict the duties of workers that were aligned with, like, Ducks Unlimited and whatnot.
The concern I have with that, what you've just stated there, of course, is that they weren't supposed to ever be anything other than that. So it's almost in some respects an admission that now they have to formalize what it is they've said they've been doing all along. And it makes me wonder if they're not admitting to a wrongdoing. But all they're doing is stating out loud officially what they said has been the arrangement all along. And so it sounds better than it is, believe me. I personally believe that the best thing would be for the NRCS to not hire contract workers from entities whose mission doesn't mesh with theirs. I mean, the mission of Ducks Unlimited, it's a noble mission, I suppose. If you want to support Ducks Unlimited's mission, great, and advocate for it, but then you can't put the player in the game as the referee. And I just think it gives the wrong impression. I think it would be best if the NRCS just didn't hire organizations that have a clear conflict of interest by virtue of their missions, regardless of what kind of a firewall you say you put up. It's uncomfortable for farmers and ranchers. I wouldn't want a farm group to have a contract with the NRCS where they would be advising farmers, because again, their mission doesn't, you know, is not as the referees. So I think the best thing would be to remove the Ducks Unlimited contract workers from NRCS, and I certainly hope we get to that point here fairly soon. If not, we may have to look for a legislative remedy. But so that continues to be my goal. Yesterday's news was interesting, but it wasn't really news. It was just an admission that they promised they won't do the thing that they said they aren't doing.
By reading this article in the Associated Press, it looks as though Dan Laughlin agrees with you from the Grain Growers, saying it's a good first step, but we still think those Ducks Unlimited personnel in those NRCS offices is a direct conflict of interest, and they should be gone. So it doesn't look like they're seeing this as much of a compromise either. All right, we're out of time as always. It goes fast. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Scott. Look forward to it every week.
We'll be doing our next Wednesday on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And tomorrow we're in Dickinson. We'll be at Marathon Oil telling you about all the pickup the patch efforts for the North Dakota Petroleum Council Friday after Tioga for the opening of the Tioga Aero Center. Take that in. It's going to be a great event. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.